I want you to get together.
Hello, everyone. How are we all doing? Welcome to another Tips for Truthers. It's a Friday morning. I've got my coffee here, and I have a very messy bedhead look going on right now. I'm sorry. I've not had a chance to kind of sort myself out with all the morning father duties as it is. But I'm here, and yes, it's time for another tip. Now, I opened up the document this morning. I have a list of tips for truthers, which I usually go through. I'll just quickly share the screen with you so you can see the list here. This is my old document. I've had it for a very long time, and I have actually already made playlists based on this. So here it is, 1 through to 17 tips for truthers. And as you can see, I kind of knocked off the first four one by one and kind of renamed them. They're now down here, like the restart. I've done four more. And yeah, the next one is don't get stuck on one theory. And I just thought this was funny because the timing of this being the next tip for truthers is kind of serendipitous, especially for me as a content creator. Because I have already, over the past like couple of weeks, been having these thoughts in my mind that I myself personally need to kind of move on a little bit, diversify the topics I'm talking about on the channel, and kind of stop being so fixated and stuck on just the one topic. Because, I mean, it's rich coming from me to give this advice, because I literally spent 8 years talking about nothing but the Nephilim and clowns, and then I very quickly went on to the millennial reign of Christ topic because it just gripped me, the fascination of it, and I kind of just been stuck on that for like a year and a half making content about it. But I've also been researching it for like 4 years before making the content, so it's kind of, I've just been fixated on this one topic because it is an all-encompassing answer catch-all type of topic. And you know, I believe it, and I stand by all the work I've made on this topic and all my questioning and all the interviews I've had with amazing people and kind of thinking out the idea and focusing on this concept. But I have done what I was worrying when I first even started talking about the topic. I pigeonholed myself to becoming the guy that only talks about the millennial reign of Christ, and the clown stuff even started to kind of disappear into the background. And I'm writing the second book on the Nephilim look like clowns. I've still got work to do on that, and I've kind of, after publishing the book, put it on the bench to focus on the Millennial Kingdom stuff when I probably shouldn't have, because I'm not finished, you know. And I kind of didn't follow my own advice. And then obviously I restarted this Tips for Truthers series. I've been working my way through them. And then I saw the next one that I'm supposed to talk about is this, you know, don't get stuck on one theory. And I kind of forgot my own advice I made like 2 years ago when I made the original series. So, you know, This topic applies to me personally, and I think it's timely that I discuss this particular one. The timing is just odd. You know, I didn't plan for this to be the next topic I was going to talk about in the Tips for Truthers, but it has lined up quite well with where I'm at with my channel as well. So this one's personal, but this is also still advice for truthers in general. It really is. And in the original video where I'm kind of talking about this, my point was, when you're like, forget being a content creator. This is twofold advice for two different types of people. Let's just talk about content viewers, followers, subscribers, truthers in general who don't maybe produce content, but they are out there researching and watching videos and doing their own thing, you know, and following whistleblowers and the like. We can easily, on our journey of discovering many paradigm shifting truths, discover something that is just like, whoa, this is a game changer, you know? And a lot of people kind of stop focusing on that one thing, and then they don't end up talking about anything else. And before you know it, they've literally inserted that topic into their own name, like the way they present themselves on YouTube or wherever it is. And it's kind of like they're only about that one thing now, and that's the only thing anybody should be discussing. And if you're not discussing this one thing anymore, like you haven't got the truth. You know, you're misleading people or gatekeeping information in some way, or you're not, like, you know, being intellectually honest, because this is the one topic that everybody should be talking about. And this has kind of started to happen recently with the emergence of the Millennial Kingdom topic. I have seen that. That has been happening. But it's nothing new. Like, I've been watching this for years, you know, over a decade, if not just a little bit longer, for like 14 years. And it's kind of, this happened with every big movement in a way. And it kind of started with the flat earth stuff. And when that kind of broke and started to really snowball to become what it is today, in the early days, people were obsessing over it, and it became just the only thing to talk about. Like, and like I said, multiple channels and groups were created where it's like they are just that. They only talk about that one topic, and they will never talk about anything else. So if they did talk about anything prior to that, they're not talking about it anymore. It's just this one thing. But then as time goes on, that kind of faded away into obscurity. Not obscurity, it's still big, it's still around, but other things came along which shifted, like the masses of conspiracies focus. Mandela Effect suddenly turned up. And then a lot of people moved on from Flat Earth, banked it in the back of their mind, put it on the shelf of wonder in the back of their head, you know, and went on to the next thing, which was Mandela Effect just broke. And what's going on here, you know, then that blew many people's minds because it was so weird and odd. And though we don't fully understand it yet or what was going on there, whether it was a psyop or whether it literally is the fabric of reality being manipulated before our very eyes, you know, it's still out to interpretation on what's going on with that particular topic. But when it blew up, thousands of people in the truth community latched onto it and became nothing but Mandela Effect people. And they only talked about Mandela Effect people. And their entire life became about the Mandela Effect. And the names had Mandela Affected Annie or something, or, you know, Mandela Bob or something. I don't know. Just change their names to incorporate that idea into their persona. And they only made content about that one thing if they were a content creator, or they only watched videos about that one thing if they were a researcher. And again, they got stuck there. And then the next thing comes along, and it was, I guess, the alternative history stuff began to creep up, like the No Forest on Flat Earth video broke, which made people question the world around them and the validity of it. And then I guess at the same time, politics stuff started to crop up, because it was when Trump was first being elected, and there was big shifts of pendulum swings, you know, in left-right paradigms, and that kind of Q thing started to bubble up, and then people latched onto those new things, whether it be alternative history or trust the plan politics type stuff, then their entire life became only about those things. And still, there were some people who were still latching onto the flat earth thing and never moved on. There were those who latched onto the Mandela Effect thing and never moved on. Then a big group moved on to the next topics, and it kept happening. And now you've got these factions that only talk about their one thing. And they're all kind of not necessarily always at odds with each other, but they're not communicating with each other, not sharing different perspectives with one another. They're in their own echo chambers, only focusing on the one topic. And, you know, that happened a lot in the Tartarian group as well, and the alternative history group people. And now it's happening again with the Little Season thing. And people are identifying with it in a big way. And look, don't get me wrong, I believe it. I think it's very true and important. I've made many videos supporting the idea and talking about the idea and spreading the idea because I believe in it. I think it holds significant weight and explains a lot about the conspiracy we're in. But so do these other topics. But what we can't do is allow ourselves to just get fixated on the one thing and not pay attention to everything else that's going on around us, which does happen a lot with these. When this happens, you know, when people get pigeonholed mentally into one topic. And I want to avoid that happening in my own channel. I never wanted my channel to just be about the one thing. It happens, we're human. Again, I got focused on the Nephilim clown stuff, biblical history stuff, and I kind of became known for that. Then I got focused on the millennial reign stuff, and, you know, I got known for that as well. But I'm kind of known for two things then. But I want to be more than just a one trick or a two trick magician or pony. You know, I want to keep going. I want to know more things. I want to talk about more topics. You know, while we're talking about these things, the transhumanist agenda is still at full swing. The AI agenda is still at full swing. The depopulation agendas, the constantly shifting the goalposts of the 2030 agenda, and there's a 2045 singularity agenda still at play. Then there's a Theosophical Society's 2025 will teach a thing that we kind of need to keep our eye on, because agendas are in full swing everywhere. And while we're focusing on these one things, we're kind of losing perspective of the wider picture, which we should always avoid as sincere researchers. Now, I'm not saying stop researching a particular topic that you're really into and have been researching for years and focused on. I'm saying take the truth from it, internalize it into your own model of the world, and keep it there and know the truth and keep an eye on it while also moving on to find more. There's always more to learn. There's always new paradigm shifters around every corner. And I saw it in cycles. It's like every 2 to 3, maybe 4 years, a big thing turns up in the conspiracy world that changes the game again. We're just coming out now of the Millennial Kingdom era of research. And we can all feel it if we're in it. Something shifted. Things are changing, you know, and attitudes are changing, groups are forming. It's getting a bit strange, you know, and I feel personally the writing's on the wall. Okay, something's going on here now. It's that time where this particular topic is now oversaturated and it's coming to a point where it's reaching that flat earth level or Mandela effect level where it's plateaued, shall we say. And there's probably not much more we can learn or glean yet. And there'll always will be kind of new stuff coming along and new examples to back up the theory, don't get me wrong. But fundamentally, it's understood about the situation of the timeline now. We need to go on living in the world, learning and observing the agendas against us with that in mind now. Don't forget it. Don't reject it all of a sudden. This is not a backpedal or anything. I still completely believe it and stand by all my work, and it'll always be there for people to find and look into. But we also need to focus on other things as well. That's all I'm saying. Okay, on that, and this is the problem. People get so sensitive about these things because they see this as, when people say like, oh, you need to think about something else or talk about something else, because some people begin to identify with it and attach their personality to it, they see that as a personal attack on them as individuals because they identify with the topic itself. Do you get what I mean? And it's kind of, that's what we always should be avoiding as truthers. We should always be open. We should always be willing to accept that we could be wrong about things as well. Even though, you know, with this particular topic, I don't think we are wrong. But at the same time, leave wiggle room for more information to come. Leave room for change. And always understand, as long as the foundation is solid, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody gets to the Father but through him, you're covered. Everything else is details beyond that point. A lot of people would argue, who maybe aren't the Christian truther type like me, that that's just a load of nonsense too, but I believe it's true. I believe that is the only answer. Whatever Christ did is the reason we have a conspiracy. And with topics that come along, like flat earth, you know, well, that hides the reality of God and Christ when you hide the nature of cosmology. When you have agendas like evolutionary theory and dinosaurs and all that type of stuff, it's kind of, well, that hides the fact that there's a creator and that time is short and that we are more important than we actually are. And there isn't millions and billions of planets in vast empty space and we're just a mold on a tiny pebble. You know, it changes perspectives when you understand these things because it hides God. Every agenda, every topic that comes along is to hide God fundamentally. And with the little season stuff and the Tartarian alternative history stuff, what we can glean from it is the same thing. They're hiding what Christ did. Christ has always been the reason we have a conspiracy. He did something and they're trying to hide it from us. That's it. That's what it's always been. And I suppose the Millennial Kingdom stuff gives us a lot more of an idea of what he did. It's not just that he died on the cross and resurrected and ascended into heaven. It's also that he also returned and established a kingdom on earth, which has been covered up. And everything is a distraction to keep us away from realizing that. So we've added more to the already known fundamental basis of truth and conspiracy. If you've really done your research sincerely, whatever Christ did is the reason we have a conspiracy today to hide it. We just have more details now. And the next thing might give us even more information on what we're missing. Because we're always learning and we're always uncovering things, because this is a collective mass effort. And I would encourage the masses of conspiracy researchers, the people in our community as a whole, not just pocket communities like Flat Earth, Mandela Effect, Alternative History, Little Season, together, we're all uncovering pieces of the wider picture. Do you understand? We're all forging replacement pieces for the puzzle that's been broken where pieces have been lost. We're all figuring it out together, and cohesiveness between our groups would be better than factionalized, compartmentalized groups that don't know what the other's doing. Which is why I always encourage, and why this piece of advice is always going to be there, and why I need to remember to follow it myself, is don't get stuck on just one topic. Don't do it. It's a bad image for the community, for trutherism as a whole. Trutherism, yeah, we'll call it that. Trutherism as a whole. It makes us look like a bunch of loosely connected cults. It does. It's kind of, it makes us seem like obsessives, and are myopic, narrow-minded, blinders on, only one direction type people, rather than holistic thinkers, you know, which is what we need to be. We should always be thinking about big picture stuff. And I think the Shelf of Wonder analogy, given to me, one of my subscribers, he knows who he is, he's always in the comments, but he shared this brilliant idea, which, again, we should always utilize as a concept as truthers. When topics come along, you should understand it, figure it out, look at every aspect of it, get to grips with where it fits into the whole. Okay, and once you've figured out the object and you've got the truth for this particular piece, don't leave it, don't discard it, don't just forget about it and let it rot away and replace it with new information. Take it and put it on the shelf of wonder in the back of your mind and put it up there. Now, we never figured everything out, and maybe we won't figure everything out about that particular piece, but it's always there to pull back out whenever you want to look at it and understand it and remember that it's a part of the collection you're making of pieces, of puzzle pieces. And it's, and every now and then in your mind, you'll go back to it and you'll look at it and think a bit more about it and go, I wonder what this is now compared to the new things I've just learned. Where does it fit now? Does it still fit compared to the new information that's come along? Because again, I named like the big four topics, but there's like hundreds of subtopics within trutherism. You know, let me try and just, I had a long list once when I was first making the channel, and I've lost the list, but I know the list is as longer than my arm, you know, of just at size 10 Roman numerals font list longer than my arm, you know, just the amount of subtopics that come under trutherism in general. You know, never mind like occult symbolism, I'm losing it now. Medical corruption, political corruption, historical corruption. We've got media corruption. We've got satanic ritual abuse. You know, the list goes on. We've got gang stalking. We've got mind control, MK Ultra stuff. We've got assassination attempts. There's loads of things. Like, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. You got the alien agendas. You got deep underground military bases. You got the cloning stuff. Did you see what I mean? Like, I could go on forever. But everyone kind of like groups themselves as specialists in these areas. And I guess there is room for that, there's space for that. Maybe as content creators, sometimes it's good for a content creator to be a specific honed in, talk about one topic type of thing. And I guess that's useful sometimes because then you become like a master of one situation. But always be a jack of all trades at the same time. Like, that's my advice, even to the content creators who are focused in and make only videos on one thing. Like, fair enough, you know, maybe there's a place for content creators to do that. But even then, I would say to them, but also please be aware of everything else. Because you're not going to be able to even know or specialize in your own topic if you don't know everything else fully, because you'll be limited in your capacity to even understand the thing you're discussing. Do you get what I mean? Because everything we discuss has a context. It's within the boundaries of something, be it a particular society, a particular worldview, a particular belief system, a particular structure of authority. Everything is within a context. And if you have got that wrong, then you can't interpret the information you're looking at and specializing in correctly. My context, just getting personal about it, my broader context is Christian history, the truth in Christ. Everything fits within that context. It can be understood and viewed through that lens, and it makes sense. It's consistent for me so far. There are things I don't fully understand yet, but I'm sure the answers will come because they do just keep coming, especially with this recent Millennial Kingdom revelation, you know. But in terms of my own channel and for the future, it's kind of, I'm going to talk about other things. I'm going to make videos about other topics. I'm going to go back to my old classic be more of a meta commentator on truthers as a whole and what it is to be a truther with my Truther Therapy Sessions podcast. I'm going to do the live Q&A on Wednesdays, which is going to be kind of like JT's mixtape, if you know what that is, where it's like an eclectic overview of the recent events and discussing what's going on in the world. I'm going to do this Tips for Truthers series on a weekly basis as well, and I might make a video in between, a more of a professional presentation video like I used to make about the Nephilim clowns as well. But now, being somebody who's made a lot of videos about the Millennial Kingdom, who has put out a lot of work that is there for people to find now for a long time and for as long as YouTube will have me to find out that truth and discovery, I will always be referring back to it in everything I do, because that's a new added layer of information to my base context, which is the truth is Christ. So that's always going to be there now, but we have to always remember to keep moving, to keep going, not get stuck. Because the problem is when you identify with something, usually that something, whichever it is, Flat Earth Mandela effects, alternative history, it gets tainted eventually. And it tends to turn into a circus. Okay, I've just seen it happen many times. I'm jaded by it. And it's best not to get dragged into that. It really is. Like, keep going. Take the meat, spit out the bones situation. Always have it there on your shelf as a thing you've understood and is a part of your method of understanding information from now on. Always have it there. And I certainly will. I'm certainly not abandoning this idea. I'm still on board. I'm still a believer. I'm going to take my own advice on this one. And I hope you guys listen to and apply this to all conspiracy, not just a little season stuff, because this applies to every single thing. Every individual probably has their own thing they've got a little bit obsessed about. Okay, whatever that is. Don't get stuck on one topic. There's lots of truth to be learned. So there we go, guys. That's that extra piece of advice for today. On Friday, I'll have a new piece of advice for you, another tip for truthers, but take for this whatever you want. Thanks for listening, and as always, God bless.
I want you to get together.